That was a pretty emphatic performance with the bat and the ball today. You must be pretty rapt and maybe even shocked with how quickly that went.
Yeah, it's always nice to win. To do it in that fashion is something really special, and we'll cherish it going into the finals, and hopefully we can go back-to-back this year. It's always nice to have that sort of form going into it.
And I believe that was a career-best performance from you with the ball, career-best figures, I think.
Yeah, like it's always...
T20.
It's nice to do well like that. I guess, you know, game situation dependent. Sometimes I feel like I've bowled better and gone for maybe more runs and taken less wickets. But, you know, in the context of the game, it's been a really important spell. So, I don't know, I don't look into all that too much. It's nice to do well, nice to perform, and, I don't know, just try and do it in the big dance in the final and when we get there, hopefully.
It's a pretty strong attack you've got that get the job done today against the strike. You've still got Jai Richardson in the sheds and Berendorf and even Mitchell Marsh. It's going to be... Tough to squeeze Cam Green as well.
They're all missing out, but I think a hallmark of the Scorchers in the past few years has been a really strong list, a really good group of core players who want to be at the Scorchers, and you know they're willing to play for each other, and you know really do all we can to just take it deep and win, I suppose, and just keep that good culture going. So yeah, I don't know. It's tough, and I don't envy the coach's position. It's difficult to fit everyone in, but we're trying our best and see how we go.
Were you surprised at all at the Strikers' approach after losing a couple early wickets that they didn't perhaps consolidate for a bit? They just sort of kept coming at you, didn't they?
Yeah, I think look, our batters have been in such good form that it's sort of like you can consolidate for a bit and settle for a score of 120, but when you have a batting lineup like ours, you're probably going to lose that game 99 times out of 100. So I guess they probably looked at our batting lineup and thought, we can't really afford to consolidate here. We just got to go for it and try and get to that 140, 150, 160 score. So, I don't know. Fortunately, we held them at bay today. They're a quality team. You know, they've got guys like Travis Head, Alex Carey, and the rest of them, Matt Short. So I guess they just had an off day, but we'll take that confidence and take them to finals with us.
And from your own personal point of view, you've sort of been in and out over the last few matches. How important is it for you personally to stay ready when you're required, I guess?
Yeah, it's always great to stay ready. I guess as a T20 freelancer, you're always looking at the next tournament as well. I know the Pakistan Super League's coming up, and you know, a few opportunities and tournaments elsewhere as well. So you're always looking to put your best foot forward. And I guess, you know, I don't mind missing out when you've got, you know, guys like Lance Morris, Matt Kelly, like real quality star players coming in, so long as I'm doing well when I do get a chance to play, I guess.